Good evening, and welcome to this episode of the Full Press Raiders podcast. We're about, by the time you listen to this, about 2 days out from the Raiders welcoming the Denver Broncos to renew old rivalries. Now, to bring this rivalry kind of in this game into perspective, got to talk to somebody who knows. So we're talking to FPC Broncos managing editor Caitlin Allen tonight. Good evening, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am good. Now, when you look at the basic or the general vibe around this team, what are your impressions about how the first half of the season has gone for Denver?
It's been a bit of a struggle for sure. Between injuries and COVID has obviously impacted a bunch of teams around the NFL. I know we have a young team, one of the youngest in the league, with the average age being around 24 years. They have a ways to go, obviously, in terms of game experience, but everybody expected that. So I think this season is going no worse than it could have been predicted.
Now, in his – with Vic Fangio there as the head coach – do you think that John Elway will be patient to see how he develops this team, or do you think that there's an onus to win in the next couple of years?
I think that the Broncos have had a lot of bad luck when it comes to quarterbacks, and they need someone to stick right now. So I think that patience is key, and they're going to have to give Drew Lock a few more years before they make a decision like that.
Now, you mentioned Drew Lock. Now, Drew Lock strikes me as this guy. He strikes me as someone who, he's a risk taker, but he doesn't seem like he lets the game dwell, you know, he doesn't dwell on bad plays. He goes out and pretty much like a cornerback forgets to play before and just focuses in and kind of sets in. What have you seen over the last year that gives you the belief that even though some of the stats may not bear it out, that Drew Lock could be the guy?
Definitely his character. Like you were saying, he plays like a cornerback in that you make a bad play, you have to forget it and keep moving on because the pace of the game isn't going to slow down for you. I think you could see that a lot even when he played in college at Mizzou. And he brought that with him to the NFL. He has the right mindset to be a great quarterback. He just needs some time to develop the skills that go with it.
And it's funny because when the Broncos win and you see him on the sidelines or you see him on the bench kind of enjoying the moment and dancing, what does that type of infectious positivity do to the rest of the offense?
It hypes them up. They need as much electricity as they can get. When the offense makes good plays, they need to celebrate them so that they can keep pushing forward. They need to forget about all of the mistakes they make so that they can continue to grow since they are such a young team. They have nothing to worry about because they still have their entire careers ahead of them. All they need to do is focus on what's working and what's not working right now.
When you look at Lock's traits and skill set, what's the most underrated part of his skill set?
Probably his ability to throw a deep pass. I know as of late his pass percentage hasn't been phenomenal and he's missed the mark on a lot of his deep throws, but that is just going to come with time, and as he becomes more comfortable with his receivers, the chemistry will develop, and I think that the deep threat is probably his most underrated quality right now.
I agree. When his deep ball is on, it is he throws a catchable deep ball when it finds a target. I think, just like you said, it takes time for the receivers to kind of get that chemistry down. And how do you think that – when you look at the concept of the offense as far as the play calling, when you look at Pat Shurmur, how do you think that Pat Shurmur has done with his offense over the first 8 games of the season.
I think he's done a lot of experimenting, which is good for a young team. And he's letting Drew Locke call as he sees fit, because ultimately it is his offense, and his offense needs to trust him as the play caller. He can't just rely on the coach to make all the calls for him. So I think that he's made all the right moves so far, just letting things play out, kind of keeping this season as like a test run.
Now, if we shift to the backfield, the Broncos have a luxury that most teams don't, and they probably will be envious of. They have three solid running backs, and Melvin Gordon, Phillip Lindsay, and Royce Freeman. When you look at Gordon, the ex-Charger, coming into a new team, was he, so far to this point, has he lived up to your expectations, or do you think that there is part of his game that he still needs to improve upon?
I think he's done a phenomenal job so far. He fits into the offense flawlessly, and he's able to make plays that benefit the team. He's doing everything and more that's been asked of him.
Now, somebody like Phillip Lindsay, who was used to being the feature back, he's had to take a complimentary role. Do you see this going through the rest of the season, or do you think that Lindsay has a chance to reclaim the lead back job?
I honestly think they're going to take turns, especially with how injury prone the Broncos are right now. I mean, Phillip Lindsay had to sit out a couple of games with an injury he suffered at the very beginning of the season. So I think that they're going to have to work together to pass off who takes the lead in a particular game.
Now, when you mentioned the triumvirate in the backfield, Royce Freeman is pretty much their power guy, the power back. Why don't you think he sees more touches? To this point, he has 27 touches. Do you think that's on par for what he should receive, or do you think that they will be feeding him more as the weather gets colder?
I definitely see them feeding him more as the season goes on. I think they wanted to see what other combinations they could try out, see who else might be a good fit for the role, but I do believe that it will be him that they stick with.
The offensive line has been a struggle point over the last couple of years. I'm focusing primarily on left tackle Garrett Bowles, who has a history of clutching and grabbing. In your opinion, what does his 2020 so far to this point say about him? Or do you see any difference in his game from years past?
I think having new talent in with the mix is going to help him develop both agility and I suppose through gameplay. I think that you can only do as much as your talent allows you to, and I don't necessarily see him being the star of the game. So he does his job as best he can, but obviously penalties are something to look for and decrease.
Makes sense. We're talking with FBC Broncos managing editor Caitlin Allen. Caitlin, when you look at the receivers now, of anything on the Broncos offense, as someone who covers the Raiders, that kind of gives me a concern is the depth, the speed, and the talent of those wide receivers. We're going to kind of go on one by one. When you look at Jerry Jeudy and the fact that Cortland Sutton has been out and probably won't see the field the rest of the season, Jeudy has definitely stepped up and taken the role. He's averaging 16 yards a catch out of just, you know, being a first-round pick. How do you think that Jeudy has taken the mantle of being the lead receiver in Cortland Sutton's absence?
I think he's taken it in stride. He obviously was not hoping for Sutton to get hurt, but you could tell as soon as the injury occurred that he was ready to step up to the plate. He's obviously played at a very high level when he played at Alabama, so he knows what tough play looks like. And he's a hard worker, so I think he was more than prepared to step up.
One guy that people don't really discuss because of the young talent at receiver is Tim Patrick. He's a bigger receiver, but 3 touchdowns on 27 catches is kind of impressive. What does he bring to the fold that the Raiders need to look out for?
Definitely his size, like you mentioned. He's a bigger receiver, which is something that a lot of people tend to overlook. The size is how he gets the ball. He reminds me a little bit of Rob Gronkowski, who is not a typical wide receiver, but obviously has caught long balls before. And he uses his strength and his size to get in the correct position to catch that ball. And that's what makes him such a threat.
Now, the Broncos also selected KJ Hamler out of Penn State. He's a smaller but lightning quick receiver. The Raiders often have trouble recovering guys in the slot. Hamler also will take the occasional handoff in the backfield. Do you see him playing a vital or a larger role in this game on Sunday?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's also kind of stepped up this season. I think the Broncos have focused more on their run game with Drew Lock being hurt and then the bit of inconsistency there. But I do think that you'll see an increase in receptions for him. He's definitely got a lot of strengths, and especially with the Raiders' secondary not being the strongest right now, I think that they have an advantage there.
Now, when we look at the tight end, usually the best friend of a young developing quarterback is the tight end who gives them that safety valve, that outlet. Noah Fant has definitely provided that for Locke as far as he's catching about 70% of his passes. He has 2 touchdowns. What does he do to ensure the fact that if the outside is open, that he will be able to find a soft spot in the zone and give Locke that target?
I think he gives Locke a lot of options. The tight end position is very versatile, and I think Noah Fant is the definition of that position. He can be a running back, he can be a receiver, he can be a blocker. He creates plays for Locke. His job is to make Drew Locke's job easier, and I think he does that perfectly.
Now, if we shift over to defense, the loss of Von Miller, who, when I read the description of his injury, makes me wince just to have a tendon flopping over your ankle. What does his absence do to the mentality and mindset of that squad?
I think Von Miller's done a great job of hyping them up, even from the sideline. I think that they have to play harder because of his absence, and they have to stay more focused, and they have to find a new source of power. Von Miller, in the preseason, talked about how he was ready to step up and be, like, the man for the Broncos, but then his injury occurred, and they had to find a new source of that energy. And I think the Broncos are still looking for that right now, but Von Miller's done a great job from the sidelines.
Now, in his absence, you have Bradley Chubb, who started off really slow, but over the last, 5 games, he has 5.5 sacks. And what does he do, or what do you think that his biggest strength is as a pass rusher?
I think he scares the quarterback. I think he does a really great job putting pressure on, and he creates plays. I think he has a great line along with him, But as you said, he had 5.5 sacks in the past 5 games, so he's the one really attacking, and I think that's what the Broncos need right now. They need their defense to stay strong while their offense recuperates.
Now, when you look at defense and you look at just football team in general, the best attribute of a team that's trying to build or evolve is depth. Malik Reed is an undrafted free agent out of University of Nevada. He has come in. He took over for Jeremiah Tachu, who was injured, and he's given the Broncos 5 sacks himself. And did you expect anyone to be able to kind of slide into that other bookend pass rusher role and be able to provide the spark that Reed has, or was this a complete surprise?
I was surprised by it because I didn't know that they were going to be signing him, but it was an incredibly smart decision, and it's benefited the team so much so far, and I think he'll continue to do great things for the team.
Now, when you look at the secondary, you have who many regard as one of the best free safeties in Justin Simmons. Now, Derek Carr has Henry Ruggs there, who is a deep threat, who has the speed to get on top of any secondary, but they don't really connect as often as they should. Simmons has the ability to range and flash. When you have somebody that can erase bad coverage, do you think since Simmons is in the backfield, the Broncos should maybe even blitz a little more since they know that they have somebody back there who can take away a large chunk of the field?
That's a good question. I don't think they can rely solely on Simmons because all players have bad games, off games, bad plays. So I don't think they can put all of their eggs in one basket necessarily.
There you go. Now, as we turn towards the game, what do you think are the 3 keys that the Broncos need to leave this game victorious?
For starters, they need to work on offense. They need to start connecting. Drew Lock needs to connect more with his receivers. They can't have as many 3 and outs as they've been putting up because that hurts the offense and that puts the defense on the field for a lot more time, and we can't have them getting tired. And then with that, the defense needs to just keep doing what it's been doing. They've been great, and I don't see any flaws with how they've been playing so far. So they need to continue to do what they've been doing, put a lot of pressure on Carr, make him throw deep passes that could possibly be broken up or intercepted by our super great safeties. And then on the third note, the coaching. They need to let the players make the plays themselves and encourage them when they need it. But Vic Fangio, I just keep thinking about the one game that he botched at the beginning of the season. He needs to make smart coaching decisions. Use your timeouts wisely. Make sure your players have energy. And use the time on the clock wisely.
There you go. Now, if anyone wanted to interact with you on social media, or where could they read your content?
Yeah, so I am the managing editor for Full Press Broncos, and I am on Twitter both for the Broncos and my personal account. Do you just want me to, like, spell it out, or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the Twitter handle for the Full Press Broncos is at FPC Broncos, and then my personal Twitter is at Caitlin, CAITLYYYN_Allen, ALLEN.
Caitlin, I look forward to the game, and I'm hoping it's a competitive one. I'm hoping it's close. As always, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Full Press Raiders podcast. You can find our content at FPC_Raiders or FullPressCoverage.com/Raiders. Thank you, and we will see you Sunday.